哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Have a peace to all of our brothers and sisters and friends.
那刚刚我们谈到啊，这个使徒保罗他上到耶路撒冷城总共几次啊
？Earlier we talked about Paul and how many times did he go up to the city of Jerusalem?
根据使徒行传里面，我们可以查到有五次。
According to the book of Acts, we find that he went up there five times.
他来到安提阿教会总共有几次啊
？How many times did he go to the church in Antioch?
至少有。三次
There's at least three times where he visited Antioch.
那到底他的旅行步道是三次还是四次
And was his total missionary trip three or four trips that he took?
有的说法是三次，有的说法四次。
Some believe Paul took three missionary trips, while others believe it was four.
至于三次四次没关系啊。
And it doesn't really matter that isn't that significant whether it was three or four times.
宣教的路线是非常清楚的。
But the route in which he took in his missionary journey is very clear.
他被最后一次抓到罗马这个地方所走的，他们当作第四次的旅行步道。
Some people consider the time when he was captured by the Romans during that trip as the fourth missionary trip.
在使徒行传里面呢
，In the Book of Acts，
整个教会发展的历史啊。
The development and the history of the church.
有三个重要的正统。
There were three main systems.
这个也是教会纯正信仰的一种做法。
And this is also the pure and the true way that the church conducts its work.
这三个正统啊，第一个就是讲道理的正统啊。
And these three systems, one of them talks about the system of the word.Or in other words,
第二个是圣灵的正统
and the second is the system of the Holy Spirit.
第三个是组织的正统
and the third is a system of organization.
我们待会儿要来谈这个道理的正统
and so we're going to talk about the system of the word today.
神的话语都摆在圣经里面
the word of God is encompassed inside the Holy Scriptures.
我们只要把神的道理讲清楚就可以了
And we need to do our part by speaking the word of God clearly.
我们不要用一种另外做发明啊，其实我们没有那么聪明啊。
Let us not reinvent things or invent things because we are not that bright.
道理的正统，我们简称道统。
And so the system of the word, let us study the system of the word.
我们请看约翰福音书的十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音书十七章。
The book of John chapter 17.
十七章，我们来看这个第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
十七章第六节。
John 17 verse 6.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明给他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word.
我们来看第八节。
Let's also read verse 8.
因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me.
在这里，耶稣这样说。
Lord Jesus says here,
说要说的话都已经告诉他们了呢 把天父所给他的道都传给这些门徒们了呢
that the words that the Heavenly Father has given him, he has already passed on to his disciples.
耶稣基督从死里复活的时候他这样讲
When Jesus resurrected, he said,
我们来看路加福音二十四章
Let's read Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章
Luke chapter 24.
四十四节
Luke 24 verse 44.
四十四节
Luke 24 verse 44
耶稣对他们说这就是从就是我从前与你们同在的时候所告诉你们的话
Then he said to them These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you
摩西的律法先知的书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的话都必须应验
And all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalmsconcerning me.
旧约圣经用希伯来文写它可以分作三大类。
The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and it can be divided into three major categories. The first category is the five books of Moses. The second category is talking about all the major and minor prophets as well as the historical books. And the third is considering the Psalms as well as wisdom books. Lord Jesus says that everything that is concerning him will be fulfilled in the books.
44节，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能够明白圣经。
45, then he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
我们来看48节,
let's also read 48.
你们就是这些事的见证。
You are witnesses of these things.
所以在这里很清楚啊,
so it says clearly here,
这个十架道理是指着神的大能和智慧。
Tenet of truth is upheld by the Lord's power and his wisdom. And it is referring to the word of life from his resurrection. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, He termed this word of life as the gospel. And so the center theme of the gospel is that Lord Jesus came and died for us and died and resurrected. So in the book of Acts, we can clearly understand the model or the system of the truth.
是以耶稣基督为信息，为中心信息。
It is to set Lord Jesus as the central part of this message.
那神的奥秘是指着什么？
So what is the mystery of God referring to?
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's look at the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第二章我们来看一下。 第二章的第二节。 Colossians 2:2.
That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding.
使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。To
the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ.
所以这里讲神的奥秘是什么？
So here, what does it say about the mystery of God?
就是基督。It
is Christ.
所以这里讲到神的奥秘，讲神的福音，神的见证。
So here it talks about the mystery of God, the gospel of God, and testimony of God.
我们就根据使徒行传里面来看。
And we can follow according to what is written in the book of Acts.
使徒行传里面有重要的五篇讲道词。
There were five important passages in the book of Acts.
这五篇讲道词啊, 成为很重要的基本的福音信息。
And these five passages became a very basic, the fundamental building blocks of the gospel message.
曾经想过吗? 哪五篇重要的讲道词啊?
Have you ever thought about what these five passages would be?
因为有时候圣经我们这样看很简单，你们要去想一想整理啊。
Sometimes if we just look on the surface level, the Bible seems very easy, but if we don't organize it, we cannot go in depth.
在第二章、第三章是彼得讲的布道词。
And Acts 2 and 3 and chapter 3 talk about Peter's sermons.
第七章是史蒂凡讲的。
And chapter 7 is Stephen's sermon or his message.
13章、17章是使徒保罗宣讲的。
And chapter 13 and 17 were sermons given by Paul.
你如果注意看里面的讲道的内容啊，相当的好哎。
If you pay attention to the content of the message, you find that it is indeed very good.
将神的道理从旧约到新约讲的是有条理，有非常清楚的。
They're able to clearly explain the truth from early on in the Old Testament until then.
他们的中心信息都是以耶稣基督为中心。
And that central theme of their message is still pertaining to Lord Jesus Christ.
所以道理的正统应该是耶稣基督的话为主啊。
And so the system of the word should regard Christ as the center.
也就是指旧约到新约互相印证，他的
So the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament, and they are both pointing to Lord Jesus Christ. When we can do this kind of study and understand what it's talking about, we will realize that the Word of God truly gives people hope and new life.
我们就拿其中一篇啊, 做一点点的分析,
so let us just take one of the passages as to study so that we can all understand what is going on. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 13.
请看16节一直到41节。
Acts 13 verses 16 until 41.
16节到41节是保罗讲述的重要的讲道词。
Verses 16 through 41 is where Paul gives his important message.
他主要的讲法是根据这个选民历史的轨迹来证明耶稣是救主。
And so he uses the model of the chosen ones of Israel to prove that Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the Savior.
当你看完的时候，你会有这个路线明白。
So after you have read this passage, you'll have a clear roadmap of what's going on.
讲道的一个路线。
So everyone who speaks on the pulpit should have their roadmap or their direction of what they're talking about.
不是上台随便乱讲发表感言或者发表自己心里的 这个不舒服的话,
people should not come to the pulpit to give their own reflections or talk about their own how they're feeling at the moment.
其实讲道是勉励自己,
delivering a sermon is not only giving encouragement to the congregation but also to the speaker. And some may have neglected
请记住,
this.
是勉励自己,
so please remember that it is to edify yourself and to share that edification with others.
如果你用这样的态度、角度去讲的时候，我们包括自己全部一起受勉、一起受用啊。If
you use this kind of attitude towards delivering the sermon, then everyone will be benefited.
所以16节到41节啊。So
from verse 16 to 41,
我们可以分作三个段落来看。We
can divide this into three sections.
请看16节到23节。Let's
read 16 to 23.
这里他从选民的历史，从旷野。
Here he starts by saying, talking about the history of Israel ever since they treaded through the wilderness.
然后到了22节,
until verse 22,
他说大卫是神和神心意的人。
He says, David was a king according to his own heart, God's own heart.
23节,
23,
从这个人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的为以色列人。 立了一位救主,
and from this man's seed, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus.
所以第一段里面就是兴起耶稣。
So the first section talks about raising up a Savior, Jesus.
第二段是从24节一直到29节。
The second section is from verse 24 to 29.
我们来看那个26节。
Let's read verse 26.
26节最后一句话说，这就是知道，是传给我们的。
The latter part of 26 says, to you, the word of this salvation has been sent. This word of this salvation is talking about Lord Jesus being crucified and dying for us. The death of Lord Jesus Christ is the word of the salvation for
mankind.
And so the second section it talks about the word of the salvation, which is the death of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再来看第三段,
and let's look at the third section. From verse 30 to 41.
30节这里讲说, 神却叫他从死里复活。
Verse 30, but God raised him from the dead.
37节, 唯独神所复活的, 他必未见朽坏。
37, but he whom God raised up saw no corruption.
我们再来看38节。
Let's also read verse 38.
这赦罪之道是由这个人传给你们的。
Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
所以第三段是谈耶稣复活。
Third section talks about the resurrection of Christ.
耶稣复活是讲到赦罪之道。
And the resurrection of Christ talks about the forgiveness of sins.
所以这三段很清楚。
So these three sections are very clear in their message.
第一段，旧约兴起耶稣。
The first, in the Old Testament, they raised up a Savior, Jesus Christ.
这个预言在旧约很多。
There's many prophecies concerning this in the Old Testament.
耶稣受死,
the second is that Lord Jesus died for us.
耶稣为我们的罪担当死在十架上,
he was crucified on a cross for our sins in order to save us.
第三段讲耶稣复活,
third section talks about the resurrection of Christ.
这个就是赦免罪的一个道,
and this is the word concerning the forgiveness of sins.
所以很清楚的在这段里面, 根据这三个段落证明耶稣就是救主。
And so from these three sections in this passage, it clearly demonstrates that and proves that Lord Jesus is our Savior.
如果你有兴趣或时间, 你可以把这五篇的讲道词, 再做一番的认识。
And if you have some time and have interest, you can study more in depth these five different passages in the book of Acts.
我们一起来看使徒行传的第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章,
Acts chapter 4,
第四章的第三十节,
Acts chapter 4 verse 30,
三十节,
Acts 4 verse 30,
四章的三十节,
Acts 4 verse 30,
这里说他们恐吓我们, 现在求主鉴察, 以免叫你仆人大放胆量, 讲你的道, 一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且是神迹奇事。 因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
Verse 29 says, Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
我们在这里看到神的道要显明。 显明神迹作为来。
We see that the word of God will be revealed through some of the signs and wonders.
所以神的道。 你讲的正确啊,才能够看到神的神迹同在。
So you can see the signs and wonders accompany the word when you speak it truthfully and clearly.
这个真的不能随便乱讲啊。
You cannot proclaim the word of God without in an untruthful manner.
随便用你的外面的想法。 来解释圣经这也不对啊。
You cannot bring in any kind of secular beliefs and thoughts into explaining the word of God.
后来看了几本书就觉得应该要这样讲也不对。
Or after reading a couple of books, you feel that you are entitled to speak the word of God in a certain manner.
记得有一次啊,
I remember once,
正在讲到以西结书的37章的时候,
when I was explaining Ezekiel chapter 37,
从37章的第一节到12节,
from 37 verses 1 to 12,
然后那一次讲说先知, 他被神的灵感动充满了，就带到旷野去看一片的骸骨。And
I was talking about when the prophet was moved by God to go and observe the sea of bones.
然后神要他对着旷野死人的骸骨说预言，就是说神的道。Or
rather, the valley of bones, and God instructed the prophet to speak the word of God to the bones.
遵命说预言的时候,
so when the prophet obeyed God and commanded the words,
接下来从天上有大响声化作,
and there was a loud noise from the heavens at the time.
其实那个是讲着圣灵的这个能力。
And that is referring to the power of the Holy Spirit.
结果死人的骸骨在旷野啊, 互相联络。
So the valley, the dry bones in the valley begin to connect up to each other.
然后就长出肉。
And then they begin to grow flesh.
长筋, 长血管, 长皮。
It grew out the sinews, the muscles, and the various different aspects of the
flesh. 神的生气, 神的气就吹。 吹到这一批人身上,
and the breath of God was breathed into these dead bodies.
后来他们就成为极大的军队,
and then they became an exceedingly great army.
我们的讲道如果能够讲到这样啊, 真的就是成功啊。
If we can deliver our sermons in this manner, then that will be considered a successful sermon.
有一次我们中心这样讲的时候啊,
one time when we were speaking like this,
结果当中有慕道者,
There were some visitors in the congregation. We have never encountered the Bible before.
当我们在讲的时候,
but when we were explaining the truth to
神让他看异象,
them, God allowed them to see a vision.
就照着我们讲的那个内容, 看的异象就是以西结书三十七章一节到十二节所有的景象。
And the vision they saw was very vivid and exactly according to what we had described to them in Ezekiel 37.
他后来被圣灵充满了。
And that truth seeker was filled by the Holy Spirit. And was quite moved during their prayers.
聚会完, 他才跟我们分享啊,
and after the service, he shared with us.
所以讲述神的道并不是要用什么样的外面的语言啊，或者什么样学术啊。 来去取代神的道理,
so explaining the word of God does not require any kind of outside external knowledge or influences. When we speak of the word of God, we speak it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God moves, even though the message may be rather simple, but yet it moves many's hearts.
自然的,神的道就会显明神的神迹作为来啊。
And naturally, this word of God will also reveal his signs and wonders.
我们再来看这个使徒行传8章12节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 12.
使徒行传8章12节。
Acts 8, verse 12.
8章的12节。
Acts 8, verse 12.
12节。
Verse 12.
及至他们信了，回礼说传神国的福音，和耶稣基督的名，连男带女都受了洗。
But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
腓力传讲神国的道,
Philip preached the word concerning the kingdom of God.
他也没有用高言大志的言语来讲。
He did not use any very educated scholarly terms.
结果讲完了以后就很多男女就接受洗礼。
He spoke in layman's terms, and afterwards, many men and women were moved to receive baptism.
其中有一个行邪术的西门，他也接受了洗礼。
Among them, the ones that were baptized was a sorcerer named Simon.
我们再来看这个《使徒行传》第10章。
Let's turn, also look at Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第10章,
the Acts of the Apostles chapter 10.
42节43节,
10 verse 42 and 43.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。
And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is who is ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead.
众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins.
我们在这里看见,
here we can see
这个救人的道啊, 透过神的仆人讲述神的话的时候,
that the word of salvation was spoken through the servant of God.
并没有什么新鲜的讲法。
There may not be any fresh ways of saying the same message.
旧约怎么讲, 新约怎么讲, 我们现在也是这样讲。
However, the Old Testament preached it, the New Testament preached it, we shall preach it in the same manner.
神就会在里头动工。
But God will move within the message that we deliver.
我们来看这个44节到48节。
Let's read verse 44 to 48.
彼得正在讲述神的话的时候,
as Peter was still speaking the words of God, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
彼得正在讲道,
when Peter was speaking the word, the Holy Spirit came down.
I'm
not sure if we've ever experienced this before. What has happened in the Bible will also happen to us as well.
正在讲道,
when he's still speaking, people in the congregation received the Holy Spirit. So then later, Peter baptized them.
第十章在讲到讲这个,
and chapter 10 talks about when he was preaching to Cornelius. God was guiding the whole entire process.
有一次一个传道人,
one time there was a preacher. He had a habit of keeping a morning of prayer and cultivation. It's not easy to have this kind of a habit. And in the church, it's easier. But when you go home, many people just doze off and begin
sleeping.
And most people are like this. There's very few people that especially set a room in their house for prayer. Especially in America, the houses are so big, I oftentimes observe members' houses, they have more than one living room, but very few people set off a special prayer room.
好像可以不用祷告就进天国了，是这样吗？
It seems that we don't need to pray and we can enter heaven.
那那个传道人啊，他有这个习惯，会早起祷告。
But this preacher had a habit to wake up early in the morning to pray.
就在祷告的时候。
So during his prayer.
突然他心情很烦躁。
He was feeling a little anxiety inside.
他每遇到这样，他就知道要祷告神了。
And when he felt this way before, he would always kneel down and pray.
我们要体验神的方法，每个人都不太一样。
Everyone's experience of God is a little different.
你要找到你跟神之间的那个亲密关系啊。
You have to find your own that own special intimate relationship or way you communicate with God.
你都不用心去找，你真的很难找到。
If you don't use your heart and try to find it,
那你就一直在神的外面了。
You will never draw close to God as you need to.
他祷告一段时间了。
So after the preacher prayed for a while,
他突然想到一件事。
He suddenly remembered something.
今天刚好没事啊，可以到那个都市附近一个部落大部落去传福音。
And so he said, "Well, I'm kind of open today in my schedule, so I'm going to go into the city to preach."
想到这里的时候，他烦乱的心情就很平静。
And so once he thought of this, he had this notion in his mind, his heart was calmed.
本来像波浪这么大。
Originally, his heart was turbulent like the waves.
想到这里，突然就平静了。
But when he had this notion in his mind, it became very peaceful.
那心里想，大家都去上班了，怎么办？
He was thinking, well, everyone's at work, what should I do now?
所以祷告完了，他就想到，哎，还有一个72岁的执事啊。
And so while he was in his prayer room, he remembered a 72-year-old elder.
所以那个传道人就打电话给他。
And so this preacher called the deacon.
就跟他说，哎，执事你在家里啊？
He says, well, deacon, are you at home?
他说有什么事吗？
And he said, the deacon replied, well, what is there something I can help you with?
传道人说想要到附近那个部落去走一走传福音啊，你可以吗？
And the preacher says, I want to go over to the city to preach the gospel. Can you come with me?
他说可以啊。
He says, yes, of course.
他就开他的车。
And so he drove his car.
这个传道人在电话说，不然我来开载你了，你年纪大。
And so the preacher says, how about I drive to pick you up since you're much older?
这个老执事说啊，不行啊。让我有机会服侍啊。
And the elderly deacon says, no, let me have a chance to serve.
这个传道人说我年纪轻啊，我来服侍你啊。
The preacher says, I'm still young, relatively young, so let me serve you.
他说传道你不会开我的车啊。
But he says, well, preacher, you don't know how to drive my car.
哇，真的耶，他的车距离教会还有将近500公尺，要到那个声音好大，咚咚咚咚，老车啊。
And indeed, his car was difficult to drive, and it was very far away from where the preacher was.
这个传道站在教会门口一看，哎呦，这个什么车啊，这个。
And the preacher stood at the door of the church and was thinking that the.
哇，一到他的面前，还真的不会开啊，那个车真的不简单。
The car was old and was making loud noises, and it was difficult for him to drive.
那个车好像骑马一样，还会动。
And it was like riding a horse. It kept on going up, bouncing up and down.
哇，后来那个传道说啊，这样还是老执事你开了。
And so the preacher says, well, why don't you just drive the car then?
差不多开了将近一个小时。
After driving for about an hour,
就到了那个大部落。
They went to this area in the
city. 这个传道人就问这个老执事，你有认识的人吗？
And he says, well, do you have anyone here that you know?
那个老执事说没有。
The elderly deacon says, no.
这个年轻传道人说，我更没有认识的人。
And the young preacher says, well, I don't know anyone here.
他说没有关系了，一起走了。
He says, "Well, it's okay. Let's just take a walk."
后来到一户大户人家，那个门开开的。
And so they went to a person's residence.
这个传道就跟这个人讲，来跟里面主人说。
The preacher said to the owner of the house.
我们是真耶稣教会的传道人跟执事。
He says, "We are ministers of the True Jesus Church."
想过来你家坐一坐。
We'd like to come into your house for
sit down. 那一对主人。老夫妇啊，他说好。
The elderly couple that owned the place says sure.
一看他的客厅就知道应该有信基督教了。
And when they saw the living room, they kind of knew that these owners were Christians.
所以就问他，你们有圣灵吗？
And so they asked him, well, do you have the Holy Spirit?
你们得圣灵是怎么样啊？
And or if you did, then how did you receive the Holy Spirit?
这个主人啊，马上跟这个传道跟执事说，等一下，等一下，还不要讲，还不要讲，等一下，等一下。
And the owners of the house says, well, don't talk about this yet. Hold on.
我先去找我的信徒来。
He says, let me first find my members.
他一找就找了二三十个信徒进来了。
And so just by that, they brought in 20 to 30 members of their own church.
他们的教会叫做圣灵教。
So their church was actually called the Church of the Holy Spirit.
是一个日本的传道人来传。
And it was preached over to them by a Japanese missionary.
结果他回到日本三四十年都没有再回来。
And after returning to Japan, the person did not return back.
他们这个教会一直在等他。
And their church was actually awaiting for this
missionary.
They are waiting to receive the Holy Spirit, but they don't know what the Holy Spirit is.
哇，那刚刚好嘞。
And so it was the opportune time.
二三十个信徒都叫到他家里来。
There were 20 to 30 members of that church sitting there.
他就跟这个传道人说，好，你可以开始讲。
They said, okay, well, now you can begin, preacher.
那你们需要圣灵，没有圣灵，我们就讲圣灵啊。
And so since you need the Holy Spirit, you don't have it, we will talk about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个传道人很忠心讲圣灵。
And so the preacher faithfully talked about delivering
the sermon. 然后那个老执事他翻译成日本话。
Regarding the Holy Spirit and the elderly deacon,translated into Japanese.
那这一批人讲的那个原住民话跟这两个人不一样。
And these people that were there were Aborigines, so they spoke a different language.
这个传道人才讲八分钟哎。
The preacher only spoke for about 8 minutes.
就看到底下人都在哭啊。
And he saw that people in the
而且有几个当场已经得到圣灵了。
The members sitting there were already crying, and some have received the Holy Spirit.
见证这现在也碰到了。
Some were receiving the Holy Spirit and began speaking in tongues, and he
太神奇了。
And he saw that what was written,
这个传道人就
the book of Acts came true.
听到这个翻译的知识也哭了。
And so the preacher heard the deacon that was translating, he also cried.
他准备转过来拍他肩膀说：“你不要哭哎，不然翻译听不懂啊。”
And he was going to turn to his side and pat him on the shoulder and say, "Don't cry too much."
这个年轻的传道人一转过来，他也哭了。
You can't translate, so once
不知道什么理由在哭哎。
Once the preacher turned around, he also
神的灵感动哎。
And he wasn't sure why he was crying.
大家都哭嘞。
But the Holy Spirit moved them all.
干脆就教祷告方法。
So everyone was moved by the Holy Spirit.
第一句话你要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And they taught them how to pray by speaking.First,
接下来你要讲
哈利路亚赞美主。Followed by Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就这样子，两个人就开始按手了。
And just like that, the preacher and the deacon began laying hands to help them pray.
那一次的祷告，十几个得到圣灵。
And during that prayer, more than 10 people received the Holy Spirit.
这一批人后来就慕道，后来就受洗，那个地方成立祈祷所。
This group of people began to seek the truth, and eventually were baptized and established a prayer house there.
这个老执事也很谦卑啊。
This elderly deacon was also very humble.
他蒙主恩召的时候，这个年轻传道特别赶回去参加他的丧礼。
When he was called back by the Lord, this young preacher especially made the journey to attend his memorial service.
因为他们在圣宫里面同时又感受到主的恩典。神迹作为啊
！Because they both experienced at the same time the Lord's abidance in His work.
才讲八分钟祷告。
During their holy work together, by only speaking 8 minutes
正在讲
的
时候，就底下有人得圣灵。
As he was still speaking, people in the audience received the Holy Spirit.
祷告有十几个得圣灵。
In the prayer, more than 10 people received the Holy Spirit.
感谢主啊
！And praise God.
神的道就是这么奇妙。
God's word is that profound.
你不要用外面的东西讲法取代神的道理。
We don't need to bring in external ideas or knowledge to replace the word of
God. 是我们自己太复杂不简单，所以你没有办法。讲出纯正的道理来。
That is, we are too complicated and complex ourselves that we're unable to speak the simple truth.
讲到耶稣复活的道。
So as we're speaking of the truth concerning the resurrection of Christ,
两层重要的意义在里面。
There are two main important points in this truth.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第五章。
Let's read Acts chapter 5.
第五章。
Acts 5.
29节到32节。
Acts 5 verse 29 to
32. 第五章29节到12节。
Acts 5, 29 to
32. 29节。
29.
这里彼得向官长做申辩。
Peter and the other apostles answered.
顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
We ought to obey God rather than men.
你们杀害挂在木头上面的主耶稣基督。
You have murdered by hanging on a tree, Jesus.
祖宗的神已经叫他复活了。
And the God has called, raised him up.
31节，神且用右手将他高举。
Verse 31, God has exalted his right hand.
叫他做君王。
To be a prince.
做救主。
Be a savior.
将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给了以色列人。
To give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
我们是为这件事做见证的。
And we are his witnesses to these things.
神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。也为这事做见证。
And so also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him.
所以这里很明显在讲耶稣复活的道。
So here clearly speaks of the word concerning the resurrection of Christ.
它有两个很重要的意义。
There's two important meanings.
在神学的信仰上面。
In the theological study,
让门徒眼睛得到明亮，看得出是神。
The believers or the disciples are able to have their eyes open to see that it is truly God.
第二个神学信仰的意义。
And the third theological the meaning.
这是神的圣灵降临的事实的明证。
Is the proof of the descending of the Holy, God's Holy Spirit.
So
these two things prove that Jesus had resurrected from the dead.
真的，如果不是神的缘故啊，我们没办法做什么。
Indeed, if it was not for God, we cannot do anything.
我们来看一下那个阿摩斯书。
Let's also turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
阿摩斯书的第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
第七节。
Amos 3 verse
7. 神若不将奥秘只是给他仆人和众先知，他们就一无所行啊。
Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
神如果不同工，不将奥秘事给他的仆人啊，真的什么人都没办法做。
God does not abide and work with his believers, his servants.
所以谈到这个道理的正统啊，我们一定要清清楚楚、明明白白的讲给需要听的人呢。
And does not reveal his mysteries, then nothing can be done. So we need to clearly and effectively speak the truth of God to the listeners.
我们不能用自己的讲法。
We cannot use our own ideas.
不然你很难看到神的同在。
Or else it's very difficult to see the abidance of God.
我们再来看使徒行传十九章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts 19.
十九章的二十一节。
Acts 19 verse 21.
十九章二十一节。
Acts 19 verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
我们看二十节，主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样了。
Verse 20, so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed.
我们要让主的道大大得胜啊。
We need to allow the word of God to prevail.
我们再来看二十八章。
And let's read chapter 28.
三十一节。
Acts 28 verse 31.
二十八章的三十一节。
Acts 28 verse 31.
放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人。并没有人禁止。
Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him.
我们今天呢，真的要放胆讲述神的道。
Today we must be bold and confident in speaking the word of God.
你要讲得清楚。
And we have to speak it clearly.
你不要用别的说法来代替神的道。
Don't use other people's ideologies to replace the word of God.
那讲到这里啊，我们要用什么样态度来守住这个善道呢？
So how can we uphold the truth?
这纯正话语的规模，这个善道，我们要怎么样来守住呢？
How do we uphold the system of the word?
我们来看这个提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章我们来看这个十三节十四节。
2 Timothy 1 verse 13 and 14.
你来读。
13. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 14. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
在这里告诉我们呢。
Here it tells us.
纯正话语的规模就是十四节讲的善道。
The pattern or its model of upholding the truth is
要用什么来守住它？
Explained in verse 14.
这里说用信心、爱心和圣灵来守住它。
We have to use faith, love, and the Holy Spirit to uphold the truth.
你我都有这个责任和这个义务，用信心、爱心和圣灵来守住神的道。
You and I have the responsibility and duty to uphold the truth by faith, love, and the Holy Spirit.
这个就是在使徒时代的教会里面。他们用心这样做的一个结果。
This is what the church, the believers in the apostolic time did to uphold the truth.
所以道同纯正的道理一定要这样子守住。
So this is how we should keep and uphold the pure and undefiled truth.
有一次在台湾举办圣经公会的一个会议。
One time in Taiwan, we conducted a Bible seminar.
结果特别邀请我们一个年轻的传道人来讲专题。
And we especially invited a young preacher to talk about a special topic.
他就针对纯正话语的规模来做一个分享。
And he shared according to the model of the word to
讲完以后, 各教派的神父, 牧师起来拍手。
And after he had explained it, the ministers of other churches stood up. And they stood up and applauded for him and said, proclaimed that he was moved by God to speak such wonderful truth. And so this system of belief, the system of the word, is something that you and I have to uphold until the coming until the further generations. It cannot be replaced by the different people and things in the environment. We have to use our heart to try to study it. And to come to understand it.
这样才神透过你才能够将纯正的道理分享给
And then through you, God can share His word unto more and more people. And may the Lord bless each of us. In the afternoon, we will talk about the system of the Holy Spirit in the, after lunch. And let us rise and sing hymn number 285.